The latest from podnews.net, how many podcasts have ads in them? The answer, about three quarters of the US top 100, and about a quarter of all podcasts, reckons podcast ad monitoring company Magellan. Podcasting made it to TV show Saturday Night Live over the weekend with a lampoon of a podcast award, with two very recognizable hosts.
From Syria, Sarah Koenig, and from New York Times The Daily, Michael Barbaro.
From Portland, I'm Michael Barbaro.
Podcasts are everywhere. Last year, over 3 billion new podcasts were produced. I know, that's a lot.
There's more on YouTube if you're in the US. Apple is removing podcasts who abuse the title or description by adding tons of keywords. The Audacity to Podcast was one of those removed. The author of that podcast, Daniel J. Lewis, explained what happened next in a long blog post. Audio search company Audioburst have translated into English an article from The Marker about the company's plans for the future. Mamma Mia is looking for a podcast host and producer in Sydney in Australia. Ad company TargetSpot has launched, quote, the first all-in global podcast ad marketplace across North America and Europe, according to a slightly geographically challenged press release. Voxnest appears to be one of its first partners, and TargetSpot claims their publishers are already responsible for over 100 million monthly downloads. The Free Music Archive has suddenly closed. An article from The Verge claimed there might be a last-minute stop to the closure, but all pages are returning a 503 service unavailable error right now. The Washington Post has announced a set of new hires in their podcast division, and Blueberry have published a set of guidelines on how to ensure your podcast statistics are accurate. Our podcast's good, our newsletter is better. We link to all of these stories, cover many more, and it's free. Subscribe today at podnews.net.